Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
There are times when I'm absolutely shocked and bewildered by what people believe. If you got your Bibles open up to the 118th chapter of Psalms, go to the 14th verse. This is one of Pastor Hart's favorite passages. God is constantly revealing himself in his word.
Yeah.
All he wants is a vessel that's willing to see it, hear it, and then believe it.
Oh,
and use it for the glory of God.
Yes.
In the 14th verse says, "The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death." Look at your neighbor and say, "I shall live and not die." Look at somebody else and say, "I shall live and not die." I know you say, "I heard this before." I got news for you. You haven't.
All right.
Because I didn't. If you will look at the 12th verse first, "They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, it will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me." I like that part. You say, "Well, who are they talking about?" When I had picked this up, it brought back in my remembrance some I had heard a preacher preaching on it. And he had totally sold the fact that David was talking about Satan. And I believed it until I started really studying. And God had me jumping back through the scriptures in the same book, in the same chapter. And then God said, "My word will reveal itself." I break my own word down. I said, "Okay, Lord." So he said, "Go to the 6th verse of the same chapter, and I'll tell you who I'm talking about. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?"
Right.
See how easy that is? I didn't know it was that easy, Brother Andy. I'm in there trying to get this revelation knowledge on what he talking about, because I done heard what they said he was talking about, and I'm trying to get this revelation knowledge, Brother Lindsay, on who God is really talking about, and I'm deep. I'm like, I'm grinding trying to get it, Sister Vanessa. And then God said, "Just go to the 6th verse." And when I read the 6th verse, I don't know about in your Bible, but in my Bible, it's in black.
Yeah.
Usually when you see words in black in the Psalms, and then David is saying it, it's something that God has revealed to him, not something that he knows.
Amen.
David has just come to the conclusion that his enemy is a man. Do you know God's trying to show us something? He is trying to show us something.
Come on, Pastor.
See, people not believing in the Trinity, all these things that are so scriptural, they don't believe in. One guy asked me, listen to this. You know, the Bible says, "For Jesus sitteth on the right hand of the Father." He said there can't be a Trinity because it don't make mention of a chair being on the left side.
Oh, wow.
How many hear me? That's his excuse for not being a Trinity, because there's no seat on the left side for the Holy Ghost. And he is devout with what he believes. To try to talk him out of it would get you into a fist fight. Or reduce you to the fact where you will start cursing him out. The Lord says, I will not fear what man can do unto me. The 13th verse, I like what the 13th verse says. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. That the word help means surrounded, protected, gave me security. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. If God be for me, who can? Why? Because the Lord has helped me.
Yeah.
I look into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the
Lord.
Because the Lord has helped me. He has surrounded me. He has given me security.
Come on, Pastor.
He is my fail-safe.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Good gracious alive. Lord, help my time. The Lord is my strength.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And song. The Lord here is Jah. Meaning, Jehovah not only is God, but also provided.
Amen.
He is my strength. He's my boldness. He's my power and song. He's my praise and my salvation. When I know that I have God on my side and he is helping me, he gives me the ability to stand and fight as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Not allowing my faith to waver regardless of what I am going through. Now I know some things are going to come against my mind to try to make me give up, but I have to remind myself, Mickey, God is my help. Yeah. If he's my help, he's my fortress.
Amen.
If I abide in him and he abides in me, I have the ability to ask what I will in his
name. Come on now.
Y'all come on and preach this morning. He is my strength and my song, my praise. Amen. I can get my praise on in the midst of trial and calamity because the God is my strength. My faith is in him, it's not in me.
Amen.
I can't trust in me.
That's right.
Because I know what me is capable of.
Amen.
It ain't no good thing dwelleth in me.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's become my salvation. Ooh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. He's my salvation. He's my prosperity. He's my peace. He's my joy. He's my goodness and my mercy. That shall forever follow me all the days of my
life.
Because mercy and joy and peace is in salvation. I have this salvation in an earthly vessel. God has given me this gift. So whatever is going on, I can trust God. I can understand that God's not going to leave me or forsake me. So in the process, the voice of rejoicing, a sound shall come up out of my spirit, whether I can open my mouth or not. Lord God, I'm troubled on every side, but I'm not going to be destroyed. I'm cast down. But I found out how to get up, Joe. I found out how to get up and shake the dust from my feet and run this race with patience, because I understand he is my salvation. There's a person living on the inside of me, Brother Tony, that says, I don't have to give up, but I can live and not die. Is it the tabernacles of the righteous? We are the tabernacle.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Of the righteous. And we are in right standing with God. So what? You tripped. So what? You made a mistake. So what? You looked the wrong way. So what? You said the wrong thing. So what? You messed up. You steal the salvation of God because you didn't ask him into your life. And if don't nobody else forgive you, Jesus will. That's why he's our salvation, because he don't look at who you are. He don't look at what you've done. He looks at that you ask him into your life. Jesus came to the earth to help us because he knew could nobody do it on their own. Because we were as filthy rags. But grace be unto God who gave us power to have wealth. Not just finances, but spiritual and physical wealth in God. Amen. Am I discouraged today? A little. Am I encouraged by it? Yes.
Come on, Pastor.
Do I feel all the way good, Brother Fred? No. But am I encouraged by it? Yes.
All right.
How can I be encouraged by it? Because God is my salvation. And if I dwell in him and he's dwelling in me, I can walk this walk and talk this talk regardless of what I think, how I feel, or what I imagine. Because greater is he that's in me than he that is in this world. So I can rejoice in God. I'm a tabernacle of God. God has tabernacled within me that he might show forth the praises of his Father. Yeah, I have a right to be excited. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see.
Come on now.
Though I see through a glass darkly, I can perceive with perception and the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost that God is for me.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me this morning.
Amen.
We a new creature.
Yeah.
Amen.
All them things and all that mess have passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Father, you know you good.
Yes.
You know you good.
Amen.
We are the home. My God, salvation is in the home of the just. Why are we the just? Not because we try to live such a righteous life, but we're the just because we live by
faith. All right.
Yeah, come on.
Hello? Anybody home? We live by
faith.
That's what makes us just.
Yes.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Good Lord Jesus, help me, Pastor, help me. I miss being at home.
Amen. Amen.
The right hand of the Lord is what?
Exalted.
Do it valiantly. Y'all trying to get ahead of me. I'm going to let y'all preach this one. I'm trying to rush. I better calm down here. The right hand of the Lord, the right hand of authority, the power of God, which is who? When it talks about the right hand of authority or the right hand of God, it's talking about, come on now, Jesus.
Yeah.
Folks don't want to believe that Jesus is in the Old Testament. Well, if that's the case, how could he be Alpha and
Omega?
It would be just a little bit impossible.
Come on now. Yes.
I got news for you. If you don't see Jesus in the Old Testament, you ought to stop reading it.
Right.
And just go straight to the history of Jesus.
Yeah.
Matthew, Luke, and John, and Mark.
Man.
Jesus, of right hand of the Lord, Jesus doeth what? Valiantly. He produces virtue and valor and strength.
Man.
Amen.
There have been times in this last year when you were ready to throw in the top.
Yes.
Come to church and rejoice and enjoy yourself and go home and God give you a word.
Yeah.
You came to church to get it, but God gave it to you when you left church.
Yeah.
Y'all making my nose run. Why did he give it to you when you left church? Because he wanted you to understand that this is just a building. You are the church. And he can visit you anywhere. But because you pressed,
thank you.
You got blessed.
My God.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
I look like I'm enjoying myself.
Yes. But
ask somebody. Valiantly. And then if it does that, then the right hand of the Lord is
exalted.
Because what? Now, listen to me. Now, listen to your teacher. Now that you've realized that you are the virtue of God and the power of God, which is Christ Jesus, is in you, now you have the power to show forth the character and the nature of the Father through the Son.
Hallelujah.
That's what makes you valiant. What makes you valiant? You know, we talk about valiant men of war. They're valiant because they go into war and they're up against the enemy that's greater and stronger than they are.
No.
You're valiant because when hell tells you you're going to suck you in, you raise yourself up to heaven.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Thank you.
When trouble tells you defeated, you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Sickness said, you can't get up. You worship him anyway. That makes you valiant. David is talking about something here. He's telling us about something, not just that he experienced, but something the Lord has revealed to him to get him through all the troubles that he's gotten himself into and the ones that have created themselves around him. You ain't never going to escape trouble. But it don't never have to come to a place where they can overwhelm you and change your opinion of who you are and what God is in you.
Amen.
You know why people choose false religions? Because they've been hurt in the true religion. They don't realize that the person that hurt them was a person and it wasn't God.
Amen.
So they think they go someplace where they don't have to be hurt anymore. But now they're hurting themselves because they're missing out on what God has for them. That's why God wants us to be valiant. Oh my goodness. We exhort the Lord by letting the power of God manifest. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Oh Lord Jesus. I'm finna drop this on you. Thank you, man. I shall not die, but live. I gotta come down here where you at.
Right now.
All right.
I know it sounds like it's talking about us dying in order to live. But the word die there, the true translation for it means, I will not kill. It's quiet in this house, Ron. It says, he said, if I'm valiant in God, and the right hand of God is in me, and I have the nature and the character of God, my duty is not to kill you.
Right.
Or to assassinate your personality.
Or to assassinate
your character.
Yeah. Amen.
Or pull you down. Or cause you to deviate from the ministry. If I don't do that, then I'll live.
Amen.
Regardless of how you treat me, if I do everything I can to make sure I love you, then I'll live.
Amen.
I can live, Brother Joe. You done me all kind of ways, but I'm going to love you anyway. You done disgust me with your friends, and I know about it, but I'm going to love you anyway. That means I have the power to live. Because I decided that I wasn't going to kill you. You know what living does? It creates an atmosphere of the anointing.
Yes, Lord.
And it destroys yokes of bondage.
Yes.
It hurts when folks hurt you.
Yeah.
Lash out at you. Treat you bad. Discuss you when they discussing you wrong. Abuse you, afflict you, persecute you. Thinking some of them so caught up they actually think they're doing God a favor.
Right.
I'm helping God by discussing your life.
Right.
Somebody come to the door. Where you been? Instead of saying, how are you?
Thank you.
That's why folks always go, I'm still saved. Because they done already looked in your spirit and saw what you can already say.
Come on now.
So they feel like they got to convince you. I'm still saved. Mm-hmm. Just because you ain't seen me for 3 years. You don't know where I've been.
Keep your right, Pastor.
So if you don't kill them with your words.
Yes.
Now hear this. You kill them with your words because that's what's in your personality.
Right.
How can the right hand of God be exalted in you if your speech betrays you?
Yeah.
I shall not die, pastors, first lady. But I decided I'm going to live.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to live because I'm not going to let you pull me down to where you are.
Come on.
I'm not going to let you separate me from the truth.
Yes. Yes.
If I got to, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and keep it moving.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I shall not die, but I shall live. This is what the word live. The word lives in the Hebrew means to quicken, to recover, to repair, to restore to life, to be whole. You can't break me down. I'm going to be whole.
Yeah.
If I have to restore myself to life. Because I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me, meaning he has enabled me, gave me the power to restore myself. Everybody around you don't like you. You say, Lord, let me see. I don't want to know.
Amen.
I'm keeping it real. I don't want to know.
Amen.
That ain't none of my business. You don't like me. That's between you and God.
Amen.
I don't even need to know.
Amen.
I said, Lord, some things I just don't need to know. That's one of them.
That's right.
But you know the old man, he going to show you anyway.
Come on, man.
And he going to spend 2 days convincing you.
Yeah.
Every time you look up, he's going to be in your mind, in your thoughts. You know they don't like you.
Yeah.
You see how they look at you. You went up one aisle, they went down the other aisle. You spoke, they didn't speak. Not paying attention that maybe they can't hear you. I got a friend, I talked to him for 10 minutes. He don't hear a word I say. And he turned around and go, what you say, Rev? I said, if I had the money, I'd go buy you some listening devices. He just laughed. Don't get caught up. Don't die.
Yeah, amen.
Live. God keeps changing this message on me. Ooh, Lord Jesus, I got to close up. I shall not, look at somebody and say again, I shall not die, but live. Meaning I have decided. And when you do that, it says, and declare the works of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
If I decide that I'm not going to assassinate you because you assassinated me, I'm not going to persecute you because you persecuted me.
Right.
I'm not going to afflict you because I heard what you said about me.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that's what I'm going to do. Now I have the power to live.
Yes.
Because if I do that, then Jesus allows himself to manifest himself in me.
Yes.
And some folks that did us outright dirty. Yes.
Come on, Pastor.
You declare. That means you sow forth. They really ain't gonna like you then. Because they done their best and you can just look at them.
Right. Yeah.
Every time you see them, you heap coals upon their head.
Yeah.
How you doing? God bless you.
Yeah.
And you can see in their eyes, they said, they speaking to me for.
Right.
Because you have the love of God in you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Because we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Amen.
And by the word of our
testimony.
And our testimony is that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall
bow
and every tongue shall
confess
that he is
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said, if you don't want to hear me, I'll show you.
Come on now.
If I show you, it's impossible for you to deny it.
Yes.
You can deny what I say, but you can't deny what I live.
Yes.
Girl, I decided that I'm not going to die, Pastor, but I'm going to live, and I'm going to declare, I'm going to show forth the power of God in my life.
Yes.
Who is God? For God is
Lord. Yeah. Ooh, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just that simple.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank
God
you,
is.
Lord.
How can a man say he loved God and love not his? That's how you keep from dying.
The enemy that man calls upon, he I have already defeated. But the man that David is talking about, this man still lives.
Yeah.
And he has rendered himself invisible. Men do not look for him. They look for the spirit. But the man is a spirit also. And he moves to and fro. He moves in nature. And every man that is born has that nature. But I have come that you might have that strength and that joy and that peace. And I have given you my nature, which ye shall overcome the old nature. Only walk uprightly before me and stay in my strength and understand that by doing my will and my way shall ye live, shall ye prosper, shall ye overcome, shall ye be blessed, saith the Lord, your houses shall be blessed, your houses shall be saved, every member of your household shall be saved, for I am the Lord that saveth, I am the Lord that keepeth, I am the Lord that delivereth, I am your strength, I am your praise, I am your song. Continue to follow after me and walk in my statutes and walk uprightly before me, and ye shall be blessed. Ye shall be blessed going out and coming in. Ye shall be blessed in the city and in the country, for all the lands belong to me, and all men belong to me, and I am your shepherd God, and I lead you into pastures that ye might graze. Ye shall go in and ye shall come out, and none shall harm thee, for I go before thee to make it thee the way straight, saith the Lord. So continue to follow me, continue to praise me, continue in my word that ye shall live and ye shall not die, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. We're going to live. I'll declare your works. Amen. Hallelujah. You shall not die. I decide. The word I, you know, is the letter in the middle letter in the word seen. I, me. I decided myself because of the word that God's already planted in me that I'm not going to do those things, but I'm going to live for God. I'm going to live in him. And then I shall declare, I shall show forth, or also I shall make a record of.
Yeah.
I shall make a record of with my life. The power of God. Amen.
Amen.
Declare the works. Listen to this. We're tested at times. And we're tried like a fire. But God expects us to come forth as pure gold. He don't expect you to fail. Now, he's made leniency for us to fail. So that we can get back up and start all over again. However many times you have to do it, you have to do it. You have to keep getting up, and you have to keep pressing. God bless you. Because that's who God is, and that's who he is in us. Amen. So the activity that we present in our lives, which represents our works, the activity and the occupation of God, we are occupied by God. You know, when they talk about occupation in war, a certain country occupies another country, and they sit on that country, and they control everything that goes in and out of that country. Well, God occupies us, and the only way that we can live is by letting Him control everything that comes in and everything that goes out of our country. If He don't control what comes and go out, then it's not going to be a blessing to anybody else. It says, for the Lord hath chastened me. That don't mean He beats you up. That means He instructs you, He reproves you, and He teaches you.
Amen.
The problem is, people don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying.
Come on now.
We have an ear to hear our pastor, or an ear to hear a prophet, or an evangelist, or a teacher. But we don't hear what the Lord is saying.
Hallelujah.
I have told you constantly. Study to show yourselves before God. Find out for yourself what God is saying.
Amen.
He has chastened me sore. Now listen to this. This is the good part. Regardless of what I went through, He has not given me over to death. Listen. He has not given me over to death. For the wages of sin. How many caught that? For the wages of sin is. For that reason, He has not turned me over to myself. I don't have to die, but I can live and show forth the works, the activity, and the occupation of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has given me life beyond measure, who is creating in me a clean heart. So whatever I have to go through, let me go through it in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Because if I go through it, Michelle, in the name of the Lord, I shall make it. I shall make it. I preach this way because I've been through some stuff. And I had to trust God in the midst of what I was going through. Even though it might have been caused by me, Sister Brenda, Brother John, I still had to do what God called me to do. Regardless of what my thoughts or my feelings were at that time, I had to preach the gospel. Why? Because I decided, in spite of it all, I wasn't going to die. But I was going to live. And I was going to show forth and manifest the character of God in the midst of it. And because of it, God became my fortress, my shield. He went before me and started making all the crooked places straight.
Amen.
Because He knew if He didn't leave me a crooked place to walk in, I would walk straight.
Amen.
God will come forth for you sometimes and remove the obstacles. Especially when He knows you've done all that you can do to do it the right way. God will remove that obstacle so you don't have no choice but to go straight. He has chastened me so. He is teaching me. He is instructing me on how to live this life on a daily basis. And He has not given me over to death or the wages of sin, but I shall live in Him, and He shall live in me. And I shall walk this walk and know that no weapon that is formed, created, made, developed against me. How many ever looked up the word against? What's the word against me, Pastor? Give me the one where it puts it on the inside of us in that particular scripture. When it's in that particular scripture, it don't mean it's coming against you from the outside. It means it's fighting you from the inside.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
I'd have lost some of y'all. Let me bring you up to speed. No weapon, instrument, meaning any, no weapon, something formed, created, developed.
All right.
Thought of.
Come on,
man. In here. Let me finish what he began, saith the Lord. For no weapon, no thing created within you will have the ability to overwhelm you.
Yes.
As long as you keep me first.
Yes.
As you seek me first. As you delight in me. As you look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith. None of these things have any authority, any dominion or power over thee. So don't look to the left or to the right or say, which should I go this way or should I go that way? Just say, I shall follow the leading of the Lord, and I shall stand upon the principle and the concept of your word, God. And I shall manifest your glory and manifest your goodness and manifest your mercy and favor. And I shall love men as I love myself. And I can create an atmosphere where the Lord can come unto me and know that salvation is more than just a word, but is a way of life, saith God.
Yeah.
I have found a way in myself to create some powerful weapons against me.
Yeah.
And I found out if I erected them, I had to tear them down.
Yeah.
Amen.
But nobody
Amen.
Knew it.
Amen.
Prophecy didn't get it done. Lay on hands and get it done. Only thing that got it done was this word.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Yes. That was it. She's the word. And God always went simple on me. He didn't get deep and extravagant on me. He went simple.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, give me a word. I want to hear something from you. I want to hear something that's going to make me shake in my shoes. God said, well, try this on. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Lord, that ain't what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something that's going to go boom. He said, it did go boom. You just so caught up in you. You didn't hear it. Now backtrack, meditate upon my word, and you will hear it. So I began to meditate upon that word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then I realized what God Jesus was saying when he was on the mount. He was telling Satan, I shall live by the word of God that I shall spit forth out of my very spirit. So whatever I call to existence shall come into being.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I've done it.
Glory to his name. Glory to his name.
Because there's a Bible that's opened up in front of me and I'm looking at it. And we'll be here for hours. Ask Brother Andy, I get the gab going, baby, and it just be I'm just be spitting it out. And just be sitting there while smiling at me. Amen. God is so gracious. I know you haven't heard a Christmas Day message, you just did.
Yes.
Jesus came that we might have life.
Yes.
And that you might have it more abundantly. That means that you shall not die, but you shall live. You shall live in the abundancy of who he is.
Yes.
Not just in this month, but in every month, every day, every every hour, every minute, every second, you shall live in it. For in him we move, live, and we have our total being. Do I feel good when I come over here sometimes? Shoot, no. Do I feel like preaching? No. I'll be looking at them two pastors. I go, they just don't know. One of them about to be stuck this morning. That's the first thing I'll be talking about. I'll talk about all the way here. One of them gonna get it this morning. I hope they prepared. And I don't feel like doing this today. But I get up in here, and whether worship leader Denise or Pastor Key's up doing the worship, and I hear the worship and it starts to feed me down in my soul and in my spirit, I begin to say to myself, Reverend Paulette, I can do this. I can do this. I realize, Brother Joe, that the weapon that is fighting against me is the one that I have created in my own thoughts.
Yes, yes.
I have convinced myself that I can't do it.
Yes, yes.
I feel like doing it. Then I realize, you know what? I can do this.
Yes.
I can do this because I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me. That's why I can do it. I can't do it in myself, but me not want to do it, my brother was saying. He said, me not want to do it. But God said, I done paid a price for you.
Yes.
Your life is no longer your own. So you better make up in your mind. Either you're going to die, Brother Robbie, or you're going to live. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. I decided I'd rather have life than death. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. Everybody say. That's pretty great news. So inviting about this church is that we can teach the truth, the unadulterated truth, the way God gives it to us, and you are like receptacles. And God has told me on so many occasions that it's because of the word that has been preached that when you are by yourself going through the week and being persecuted or afflicted by whatever reason, by somebody or by yourself, that a word of God will manifest itself in your spirit to get you through it. I don't know if I can stay in the church and it look like Frosty the Snowman. What good is it? First Lady and all three are in cahoots. First Lady, Sister Arnie's, Sister Sherry, got me getting ready to take a colonoscopy. They all in cahoots.
Amen.
They work together on me. They don't. She called Sherry. Sherry called Arnie's. And then I had to hear it from her, then I hear it from Sherry, and then Arnie's waits until she gets to church to let me know. Don't want no colonoscopy. I don't want one. Don't want one. Especially when doctors talk about even gonna have to do a thing, they gotta give me all that information. I don't need to know all that. Yeah, you need to know. I don't need to know that. I don't have no choice but to let you do it, but you may have to tell me what you gotta do. Just knock me out and do it. But when folks want you to live,
amen,
you have to choose to
amen
live.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Like, my son get on my nerves. But I'm proud of the way he takes care of his mother.
Amen.
I'm proud of the way
amen
he takes care of her.
Amen.
getting on my nerves yet because I separated from the other one. But he'll get to his mother.
Amen.
This is a part of living, doing things that you have to take out of your own time and your own schedule to do. Remember when Rochelle used to take care of her dad? He used to come to church. He'd be a clapping man. I don't care what speed of music was, he had the same tempo. He would be singing, "I love the Lord."
Praise. Yes.
Because it was in his spirit. Brother Hart would look at you in the last years of his life, he'd look at you and he'd go, church music. Hallelujah! Glory! Those are the only two words in this vocabulary. I used to know where he was going down the hospital hallway, going to find it. I didn't have to ask nobody. You could hear him someplace howling glory. On the golf course, he was the same way on the golf course. Didn't have to find, I could hear him on I could be on the third hole, he could be on the seventh hole, and I could hear him go, "Heavenly days!" You know what he said he was doing? He was occupying the same space that everybody else was occupying, not glorifying God. He decided that he was going to live and not die.
Amen.
Decide that you're going to live and not die. You don't have to be like everybody else. Be like God, who God wants you to be.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what separated us from the rest of the ministers here. We decided we was going to be who God wanted us to be and not who everybody else wanted us to be. Got us in a lot of trouble. But sometimes trouble creates an atmosphere for the goodness of God.
Yes,
it did.
Yeah, well, you trust in me. Remember, I am your refuge. And I did not hold back anything that was in me from you, said God. Yea, for I put it all in the creation of you when I formed thee out of the dust of the earth. Yea, I left nothing out. I put the fullness thereof. That's why you are made whole, said God. And when you lift me up and declare the works in this earth, yea, it is the manifestation of that which I have put in thee and made thee that vessel. Yea, it is holy, yea, said God. So stand up on it and lift it up and trust in me and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge my word. And yea, those words you shall live by. And when you live by those words, ye shall live forever, said God.
Hallelujah. 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 The way I have to live and not die is that I don't have a problem with treating people right, but I do have a problem with getting haughty. Because you can get haughty when you have no position.
Yeah.
I'm around a lot of pastors that are really haughty. And they don't walk around with their chest poked out, but you can say they're haughty by the way they respect and treat the people that minister unto them.
Amen.
Amen.
And I told God, let me always appreciate what they do. I love what Pastor Keys does.
Amen.
If he has a feeling for worship service, he gets up there and he does it.
Amen.
But I adore the way Sister Lise does worship service. When I don't see, I miss her when she's not here. Because I appreciate what God has given her.
Yeah.
I appreciate Reverend Grant walking around doing what she does. It might bother some, but it don't bother me. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the hard work that our niece puts in, making sure elders know and everybody knows what's going on and the dedication. I appreciate Sister Sherry. You don't know the times that we've prayed and cried together because of the attacks, the finances that have been upon this building. And we had more going out, three times as much going out as we had coming in. And somehow God always intervened. I appreciate Pastor Rowe. His wife is at home this morning. He don't miss the service. Sometimes I say, Reverend, you show up Sunday morning, I'm going to kill you. And I'll be waiting on him to walk through that door all the time. Because that's where his heart is. If he has to do a song service, I say, Reverend, you got to do a song service. He'd be right all over there. Because we have decided to appreciate what we have. I appreciate Mother Coleman doing what she does down here. Don't nobody know what she's going through or how she's feeling, but she's here. I appreciate Mother Hodges. I appreciate you. I appreciate Brother Joe when he says, that's a good word. Appreciate you. A little child. Appreciate you. God has brought us all together to create an atmosphere. For all them folks out there that don't know whether they're coming or going, sooner or later they're going to find their way in here. And when they find their way in here, they're not going to leave out. I appreciate these men. I get mad when they get here late, but I appreciate them because they still show up. I didn't even feel like coming this morning. He ain't been long out of the hospital.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Appreciate my wife. I tried to make her stay home this morning. I knew it was a waste of time. I knew before long I'd be looking at her walking through that back door. She understands if you don't feel good, the best place to be is in the house of the Lord. Nancy don't feel good this morning. Don't feel good. I remember she was in here a couple weeks ago and she couldn't even breathe. Nobody knew it. She couldn't even breathe. Her asthma was so bad, she couldn't hardly breathe. But she didn't miss a beat.
Amen.
Because we come to an understanding, haven't we?
Amen.
We know. We know that if we don't have to die, we can live.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We have an understanding with God.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, yes. Can't nothing steal that from us.
Amen.
Take it. And you know what I love about it? It can no longer trick us out of it.
That's right.
They call themselves the nickname me at the bowling now. Call me the gangster pastor. Because I don't take their mess. I don't take their mess, so they call me the gangster pastor. Whatever. Come to the church, you see just how gangster I am. Sit back and talk about it, be about it. Not that for my wife. She teach me a lot of stuff. They take God to bring it back to my remembrance, though, sister. I say, I'm going to say that Sunday, don't even remember. First time she threw that at me, made me mad as a sickle. I said I was going to do something. She said, well, stop talking about it and be about it. I said, what you say? She said, I said, stop talking. She went, go back down, stop talking about it and be about it. And I thought about that thing, Rev, for a little while. I go, you know what? That makes sense. Maybe that's why I didn't like it. The truth will make you free. If you want to live, I know, don't worry about it. We're going to be out here shortly. If you decide in your heart that you won't live and not die, come stand across this front.